I'm almost tempted to get a hoop right now. I'm not sure hooping could have saved Kevin Kachadurian, but his mother would have been willing to try it. We've heard from many of you about the extraordinary adaptation of Lionel Shriver's award-winning novel, We Need to Talk About Kevin, which has been running all week as the Woman's Hour drama.
An inquiry has been launched into the causes of the shooting last year that so shocked the close-knit community.
Parents of the victims are
calls for gun laws,
killing 12 students
for
and
Kevin Kachadurian.
Important, we understand this phenomena.
The book is written as a series of letters from Kevin's mother Eva to his father Franklin. We know from the outset that at the age of 15, Kevin took a crossbow and committed multiple murders at his school. Eva is haunted by both the act and the reason for it. Was she to blame for spawning a murderer? This dramatization captured the agonized self-dissection of the mother and the cold evil of her son. Many of you have requested to hear again the massacre scene. It took place in the school gym.
At 3 o'clock, the bell rings. Kevin locks all but one of the gym doors with the bike chains and installs himself in a second floor alcove. He waits. At 3:20, the first of the bright and shining arrive. Mouse, Greer, and Laura. They sit on the workout mats. Soweto arrives, followed by Jeff and Denny. Ziggy dances into the room. Miguel shuffles with his nose in a book. At 3:25, Dana Rocco arrives. At 3:28, a cafeteria worker enters with a tray of sandwiches, a nice touch. But he then starts chatting to Soweto. This is not the plan. Kevin has a gatecrasher, and one of his guests is missing. At 3:35, Joshua finally makes his entrance. Kevin chains the door behind him. Voila! Fish in a barrel. He returns to the alcove and watches from above. 5 long minutes pass before he takes up the crossbow. At 3:40, a soft rushing sound terminates in Laura Wolford's chest. Like the pause between lightning and thunder, there is a silence between the arrow strike and the first screams. Struggling to his feet, Miguel takes one in the gut. Jeff is nailed between the shoulder blades as he bends over Laura, who is dead. Dana yells as it begins to rain arrows. As Joshua rattles the main doors, a shaft sinks into his neck. Mouse, trying the boys' locker room, takes an arrow in the ass. Carrying Laura, Dana Rocco reaches the girls' exit. All the doors are locked, and every square foot of the gym can be penetrated from the alcove. Cries Dana.
Maleficence.
Hisses Kevin. With the same deadpan concentration he shows on the archery range, he puts an arrow right between her eyes. While Kevin is busy reaming Soweto Washington's thighs, Joshua Lukronsky assembles a shield from exercise mats and the two corpses. From here he observes unfolding events. Incensed, Greer Ulanov marches into the center of the room.
I hope they fry you live on TV! I hope I get to watch it!
And screams that she hopes he gets the chair. Only a month before, she'd written an impassioned essay against capital punishment. Kevin shoots her through the foot, pinning her to the floor.
Catch a jury.
Ziggy stands before Kevin.
Listen. You don't have to do this. Some of these guys will be okay if we get the medics right now. Please.
In reply, Kevin dispatches the cafeteria worker. Ziggy is now the only person standing, but he continues to talk, even tries to empathize with Kevin's pain. Empathy is his downfall. By 3:50, 9 students, 1 teacher, and 1 cafeteria worker were on the floor. The whole melee lasted less than 10 minutes. Franklin, I hope this dispassionate narration doesn't seem callous. It's just that the facts remain bigger and bolder than any one small grief. except my own. Eva.
That was Madeline Potter as Eva Kachadourian in We Need to Talk About Kevin, the Woman's Hour drama last week. Radio 3's Sunday feature examined how artists can and do change the world. Rules of Engagement was presented by the British sculptor and installation artist Cornelia Parker.